This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Today, I am joined by the band Rogue Wave. Zach Rogue, Pat Spurgeon, live in the JPR studios. Nice to meet you. The new record is called Delusions of Grand Fur. We'll cycle back around to that and talk about the meaning behind that album name. RogueWaveMusic.com is the web address for more information. You guys are, or at least Zach, you are originally from East Bay, Bay Area, California, correct?
Yeah.
What about 12 years or so now, 14 years into this band existing, is that right?
Yeah, we're sort of warming up for our bar mitzvah. It's a long time running. Yeah. We've got the Hof Torah portion banged out, but the rest is still a little fuzzy.
What is it that you were doing before this band? You worked in the .com industry, right?
Yeah, I did.
What kind of stuff were you doing? Were you like a cubicle
Red
guy?
Bull? I was a project manager. So I worked with designers, engineers, were building software and websites and, you know, stuff like that.
And on the side, were you making music the whole time?
In my mind, I played in a band called DeSoto Reds, and it was it was an indie rock band and inspired by kind of 60s stuff I didn't really have as much time for that because I was working a lot, and I was writing a lot of songs kind of on my own. I'd kind of always been writing, but I didn't think there was like application for them outside of my own little world. When I was working in San Francisco, I lived in this flat in the Mission, and it was really cool because it was a three-story flat, but I lived on the first floor, and below it was this massive concrete garage. And so I would go there at night, no one could hear me, and it was like this infinite echo chamber. And a lot of the songs I ended up writing for the first two Rogue Wave records were kind of conceived when I was kind of in this haze of being this blackness, like very dark garage that was, I could be totally alone, no one could hear me. It was very nice to have that sound. So it had its benefits. That was late in the evening.
Rogue Wave, my guest live today on Jefferson Public Radio. RogueWaveMusic.com is their web address. Delusions of Grand Fur is the name of the new record. Well, Pat, how about you? How did the two of you guys initially connect and decide that making music together was a workable partnership?
Craigslist. It was all Craigslist. I was man-seeking bandmate and found it.
And that being said, Craigslist can be a very depressing place when you're looking for a band. It's must have pro gear.
Here's one of my favorites. You must have pro attitude, pro gear. We have management and record label and tours booked. Have your own gear, all that stuff. It's like they have. I don't know. It was very, very.
What do you need me for? Sounds like you got it figured out.
You got it figured
Craigslist
out. Exactly.
Person.
Man looking for band sounds like one step away from those missed connections on Craigslist.
Yeah. Well, it's really not that far removed. I mean, a band is a relationship.
So. Yeah.
And you guys have been together since the founding of Rogue Wave. There have been a lot of members in this band over the years, but you two have been at the core since inception, correct?
It's like that show Survivor. Are you familiar with it?
Yeah.
So we're still on the island.
You're still on the island. Rogue Wave live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Zach Rogue and Pat Spurgeon live in our studios. The new record is called Delusions of Grand Fur. All right. What do you guys want to play first for us?
We'll do one. How about, I think it's easier if we do one of our songs. Are you cool
for
with that?
For starters, I think. Yeah,
let's do Look
Ready?
At Me. Let's do Look at Me.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Who are you to think of judging? Following faith, though the truth is such a nagging thing, always in the way. Look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. Copperbacks will grow up strong, piety and hands of doubt. Oh, but it won't really be so long before you're left without. So look at me, 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 look at me. Look at me, look at me. look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. Vast expanse of governance, I think you're gonna burn. You said the gun cannot just shoot itself, but you will get your turn. So look at me, 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 look at me. Look at me, you look at me, 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 look at me. Oh, 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 oh.
That is Rogue Wave live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Delusions of Grand Fur. Information at roguewavemusic.com. It's Zach Rogue and Pat Spurgeon in the studio today. So over the years, this band has had a fair share of difficulty, uphill swim. Pat, I know you've had health issues over the years.
I'm a strong swimmer, though.
The hair's lovely. How is the rest of you these days?
It's lovely as well. Just getting older.
Yeah.
But it's
all of us
hanging
are
in there. Everything's still staying in place. Everything's cool. You're referring to kidney transplant number two.
Yeah.
Happened in 2007. Great. Everything's fine. I'm feeling great.
Good.
Actually, we played Phoenix recently, and the young kid who died, and I ended up getting his kidney. His mom came to the show.
Oh, wow.
I haven't seen her in a while. It's good to have her come out. And so got kind of reacquainted with her.
And a number of years back, one of the former members of the band passed in a tragic fire also, right? Was was there ever a point where there was just enough stuff mounting that you went, you know what, maybe we should just put this on the back burner and move on to other things?
I think, you know, those are extreme events, you know, and they're obviously still with us. But I think I was actually hearing a beautiful interview just today that Neil Young just did with Marc Maron, and he was talking about, you know, Neil Young, he's 70 now, and he's talking about how he kind of stays in shape and all that, and he's, you know, talking about his exercise routine and all that, but, you know, playing music is good for you, touring is bad for you, but if there's music inside of you that really needs to come out, then you got to do it. If I didn't like the songs, you know, if I didn't feel like there was an impetus to make records, if I didn't feel like I had anything new to say, or if we didn't have anything new to do, I think there was room for us to kind of grow as artists, then I would have quit a long time. I would have never really started, probably, but I would have quit long ago. And I'm not really a guy who enjoys, you know, being on the road or that kind of stuff. But being able to connect with our audience, being able to make records, you know, this new record we did was really important because it was self-produced. You know, Pat engineered it. It was really, really the most us we've ever been in a lot of ways. And, you know, there's so many things swirling in my head right now that I want to do musically. So, I can't stop if the songs are bugging me. If they're in my head and they want to come out, I can't not do it.
Yeah.
You know, as much as I don't care for the music business or a lot of people within it, I like us. I like the people that I play with. And, you know, this tour has been one of the best we've ever had. You know, we made a rule that we'd swim at least once a day. You know, it's that kind of stuff.
If possible.
Possible.
Maybe swimming in our own sweat for a while, which
yeah,
is
today that's
was
true.
A good example of
but,
that.
But the music business is always trying to push you out. And the question is how badly do you want to make music? And I think if you're not asking yourself that, then you shouldn't really be playing anyway. If you're just punching the clock, it doesn't mean anything to you. And making great songs, you don't want to fight to grow and to achieve new heights within your own little world. Mm. Then you have no business doing it because you're not really inspiring anyone. And I feel like if we're reaching, then it's okay.
It was about 3 years, I think, since the last record came out to this one. Mm-hmm. Zach, you had a young son.
Yeah.
Is that right? That probably made life on the road a little more difficult.
It does.
A couple of relatively new members added to the band, right? Masanori and John, relatively new to the band. Is that true?
Well, Masanori's been with us for a little bit. We have a new synth player, Niles, who's like
really
very,
new.
Very new. John's really...
jumped on for this tour.
Yeah. Masanori's been with us for a little bit. But yeah, we have some new blood.
And one of the songs that shows up on this record was actually inspired by basically letting your kid detune your guitar. Is that right?
My son is a wild man. He's almost three now. And yeah, I have told this, forgive me if anyone in with ears has heard this before, but yes, he likes to ransack my things, and he would take my guitars and kind of play with them and throw them around. And I was feeling a little sheepish about it. But one day I was like, you know what? You have fun, dude. Just do whatever you want to my guitars. So I'd let him. He was gleefully, you know, looking at me. Can I detuning everything? And I decided I was going to do a thought experiment. Like, what if I let him do it? And I'll tune all the strings to the nearest note, and I'll write songs based on that. So one of the songs did make it on the record. The song Frozen Lake is my son, Fox. It's his tuning completely. It's a really good tuning, actually. And so just,
cool.
You know, I tried to, like, merge my life into my writing, you know.
Rogue Wave are my guests live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Zach Rogue and Pat Spurgeon in the JPR studios. The new record is called Delusions of Grand Fur. Information at roguewavemusic.com. All right, will you play us another?
Yeah, I think given what we were just talking about, we'll play Endless Supply. So that kind of relates to that.
Okay.
You know that one?
Yeah.
You familiar with it?
I don't know if I have a key part, but let's just see what happens. Let's
yeah.
just go for it.
Well, hopefully it'll totally clash.
I at least have this awesome shaker.
Yeah.
And this microphone which makes sense.
That's all. What else do you need, man? You
nothing.
Know? Okay.
Too windy for pop, too pop for the indie. Well, something about this isn't right. We put up with apathy of management. Well, something about you is a lie. Well, I kill myself every single night. But you know I got an endless supply. You know I got an endless supply. We got stuck with slippery accountants. Well, you never earned it right. And 10 to 1, I bet you never answered them. How do you tuck yourself in at night? I tried to quit this curse, but I can't abide. But you know I've got an endless supply. You know I've got an endless supply. Choking on my pointless tongue. Just for fun when we were young. Looking at my newborn son. It's getting hard to get real gone. But you will get your turn. You will get your turn.
That is Rogue Wave live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record called Delusions of Grand Fur, F-U-R. Not grandeur, but Grand Fur. Why is that?
Why is what?
Why is it named Delusions of Grand Fur?
Well, I don't know. We just make it, you know, and that's for you. That's for you to decide.
There was no particular meaning behind it? It just rolled off the tongue at one point on a bus trip?
A lot of times when we're working on songs or records or whatever, I have kind of there's a predetermination to it where I know what things are going to be called. I know what song titles are sequenced, like rough ideas of things or what things are going to look like or the whole putting things together. I have a sense of what I want it to be usually. A lot of times I've noticed the lyrics, I won't really understand what they mean to me until later. I'll reflect. I'll be like, oh, you know, now that I look back on it, that's really what I was going through. It's not always totally conscious until later. So I do have my own ideas, and Pat and I talked about it, and I told him, you know, what I thought, and he was on board. He doesn't like cheeky album titles, but I convinced him. He's on my side.
But I have to get used to it because I'm starting to come up with my own, and now I'm like, darn, man, now I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I've got a couple I could lay on you, but...
Yeah. But I felt like it works for this record and, you know, how we feel about it. But I don't like saying... I feel bad saying what a song, like, necessarily. I mean, it's clear Look at Me has to do with, you know, gun violence. I mean, there's some stuff where it's kind of plain what it's about, but I feel like, you know, I like making the songs, but I hate explaining the stuff because I feel like that's not really my job.
It ruins the trip for other people, you know?
I don't feel like it. It's kind of like, and I've made this point in the past before, but that Lou Reed song and his, that between thought and expression lies a lifetime. And so you can think something and everything seems perfectly mapped out in my mind, you know, but when it comes out, it's different. And so I'd rather just, you know, be.
When you guys are crafting songs, largely, Zach, these start with your pen, but what happens when Pat gets involved that takes them from a Zach Rogue tune into a Rogue Wave tune? What is that process like?
Well, it depends on the song.
Because you guys did a lot of experimentation coming up with the songs that ended up on this record, right? There wasn't a drive that Rogue Wave needs to put out another album. It's let's get together and make some music together, and there might be a record that comes out.
That's exactly right. Did he talk to you beforehand or something?
Well, I hire consultants before I go into the studio. Exactly. And that's exactly what we've been saying, is that I don't have any interest in putting something out that I don't really feel strongly about. So yeah, you're right. There were some songs, and the most probably extreme example of that is What Is Left to Solve, where I honestly, and I again, forgive me for being repetitive, but I seriously thought it was gonna sound like a Toto song or something. I thought it was gonna sound like Africa. You know that song, Africa?
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was gonna have kind of a rolling, I thought it was gonna be kind of a, you know, on the high seas, rolling, rack tom sounds, and I thought I was gonna have that sound, and it did not in any way approach that when we started working. And we tried to make it a rock song at first, and it sounded really bad. And then we do what we always do. The only reason why our songs work out a lot of times is because Pat is so patient, and he allows a song to blossom. He trusts that there's a melodic process in place, and he doesn't give up right away. He allows me the space to experiment, and he does the same. So a lot of times, you know, he was engineering the record, but he was also performing. So he would take a drum machine or a synth with me, and we'd sit there and we'd kind of hash it out. I'd be like, why? I know this melodically works, but why does it suck? And I get real down. I'm like, this sucks. And he doesn't judge, you know, and that's what you need out of creative partnership. You need to feel safe. You need to feel like you can be safe. You can be vulnerable, and you have a trusting room where you can throw stuff out that seems stupid, because just maybe you'll find the part that makes it feel like a song. So when Pat started with the drum machine, I started using a synth instead of a guitar, then it felt like it had a feeling. And that's where we jumped off, and that's how the songs work. So our songs don't work without Pat, because I can come up with melodic ideas and lyrics, and I can have all these grand ideas in my mind of what I think, and I can say, I know that's going to be the first song, I know that's going to be the last song, I know, but they don't really sound like songs until he has his own spin on it, whether he's doing something with tape delay manipulation or actually constructing a beat that I play off of, whatever it is, it's somehow, it doesn't work until we do it. And even like a song like Falling, which is a you know, very quiet song, there's not much on it on the record. It's basically an acoustic guitar and a Wurlitzer and some singing. He didn't really, I don't know if he actually played on the song, but the song never would have worked if, because I thought it was just like a fragment. And he set up a mic and he forced me to record it right then and to not overdo it, not overthink it. It became this moment.
It was pretty much one take every track.
So yeah.
Vocal, guitar, Wurlitzer, a synth, and another vocal.
Yeah. And but that wouldn't have been a song. It wouldn't have been a song if he hadn't insisted on, you know, and that's what a good engineer or producer or whatever does, is they frame things for you to give you some context or some freedom or trust to do, to follow your instincts. Because music is about instinct. It's not about mapping everything out and be perfect, because I am so imperfect in everything that I do, especially musically. And that's okay. Use it as a strength and just go with, because obviously the song is sticking with you. You must want to pursue it.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. So, Pat, it sounds like what you were doing for this project then was a combination of capturing live performance and a little construction also.
Well, there was, live performance is tricky because it was mostly the two of us performing the whole thing. So
there was no live performance.
So live would be me going, like, Zach would help me check the drums, meaning he would sit at the drums, play them, and I would get the sounds right. Then I would go in and do about 10 or plus passes, find what works, put it all together, and we really used the digital realm to its fullest by constructing these songs, because they weren't played at all. The only song that really was a performance is, like Zach said, is Falling, because decided that he even said, "Do you want to put any percussion or anything?" I was like, "No, it just sounds great, just like this. Let you do your thing, and that's it. Done. Simple, out the door." But that's the only one that's like that. All the other songs are very much, I want to almost say, heavy-handed, but. That's the beauty of having your own studio. We could just take the time, we could do as much experimenting as we wanted, and we really developed a great way of working.
Hmm. Well, it was kind of funny though, when we decided it's time to tour, we're like, okay, play? How do we play these songs for an audience? Do you remember?
We got
what
great
you played?
Players. That's how we right. did it. And it's like that song, "What Is Left to Solve," as we were rehearsing it live, it was like, oh man, I don't know if this is gonna be good. And it's my favorite song in the set now. It's like so much fun to play. I can't wait to get to that song. It's like, yeah.
Well, guys, it's been a real joy to have you here. Thanks so much for stopping and visiting with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for experiencing joy.
Rogue Wave,
there's
my guest.
There's not enough of it in the world.
Live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Delusions of Grand Fur. Information at roguewavemusic.com. It's Zach Rogue and Pat Spurgeon today in the studios. Will you play us one last tune?
All my thoughts, you got me feeling naked. I give you all my trust and you proceed to break it. Illuminated by my digital replacement, you get so involved. What is left to solve? You're just my downfall. Whoa, 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 whoa. But what is left to solve? Structural weakness running circles round me faster than the Preakness. There are no Christmas thoughts or index cards, the window's facing in. You get so involved, but what is left to solve? You're just my downfall. But what is left to solve? What is left to solve? What is that you saw? You get so involved. What is that you saw? You're just my downfall. What is that you saw? Left to solve, what is left to solve? Oh, what is left to solve?
That is Rogue Wave, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Delusions of Grand Fur. It's Zach Rogue and Pat Spurgeon in our studios. Guys, again, thanks for coming by. This has been a lot of fun.
Thank you for having us.
I'm miming thumbs up.